Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Puruvi Poddar, who is Head of Corporate and Business Development at Tirupati Graphite. How are you today, Puruvi?
Hi, Zach. How are you?
Good news today from, there's good news almost every day now from Tirupati. What's the latest that's going on?
So we actually achieved approvals for REACH registration from the Europe for supply of expandable graphite into the European Union, which we announced today. So that is the latest news.
And what does that mean for the company?
Sure. So expandable graphite is what we produce in our Patal Ganga project. And over the last 2 years, we have been able to, you know, a lot of customers, markets. We were awaiting this registration, which is a compliance, which is a necessity from compliance perspective to be able to commercially supply these goods into Europe, which we have received now. This registration basically involves a process where the European Chemical Agency analyzes our products for analytical and characterization data, and ensures that this product meets their standards of various requirements. Having successfully received the REACH registration demonstrates that our product has qualified their standards, and we can now actually supply these materials into Europe to the companies who have already approved our samples and who've conducted pilot scale trials in their products. So with this registration, we can now immediately begin supplies and exports from our Patal Ganga project.
From memory, there was a deal announced with the Indian Railways, I think around the turn of the year, maybe a bit before that. Presumably, yeah. The European market is a very big one for you.
Yes, totally. So in fact, over the last few years, expandable graphite demand for applications in flame retardancy, in gaskets and seals, and various other new applications that are coming up in this material. Europe has been one of the most biggest consuming centers for expandable graphite, and we've worked with countries across the European Union, like in Germany, in Austria, France, Belgium, Netherlands, and there is a huge demand for these products. And you know, over the last 1 year, there has also been focus of on diversification from China, because currently Europe imports almost everything that they use in expandable graphite from China. So they do need ex-China sources, and we have seen further increased demands from various companies over the last 1 year since the pandemic began for our products. So this, of course, opens doors for our CarboFlamex range of products, as well as the new product that you mentioned, the Graphen 45545. So this is actually compliant to a European standard of railways, this product. And this registration will help us market to various foam manufacturers across Europe who cater to the European railways.
Right, just final question, which hopefully is a nice one to answer. You've been on the stock market a couple of months now. Is that helping your business and corporate development go on?
Yes, it is, of course. We have seen an increase in visibility of our company for various applications and across. So graphite has over 150 applications, and there are a lot of new applications in high-tech arenas. So we have seen increased visibility after listing on the London Stock Exchange. And we do see that with the developments that we are making and the announcements going around the world, we do see that will help us get more customers and get more attention and market the products better.
Puruvi Poddar, Head of Corporate and Business Development at Tirupati Graphite, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.